This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm in there with Saigon, the rapper from Entourage that Turtle signed. You remember it? Do you remember it?
It's
Entourage. I mean, when Saigon.
So, not specifically. But.
So Vinny's Maserati gets stolen from the valet line. Mm. And when they recover it from the impound lot, there is a CD playing in the car that has been left there by the thieves. They, of course, think, oh, wow, now we're going to catch the thieves because they've left this CD. This will be evidence. But let's just listen to it first. And it, Desi, bumps. And the song bumps and the song slaps. And
oh, it bumps and slaps? Because usually you either get bumping or slapping.
Okay.
To have both.
Well, it seems to have both. The beat is fire. Mm. The lyrics are undeniable.
You have a very clear recollection of this particular episode of Entourage.
Well, so they pop it out and it turns out all of Saigon's information is on there. It's like a four-track sort of sample disc. So they wind up going to his mom's house. She says, hey, he's not here. Mm. Then this is just Drum and Turtle doing this. Go to the like car detailing place that he works at. And let me back up.
Oh, please.
Queens Boulevard has premiered at Sundance. Mm. The cut is 4 hours long. And Billy Walsh.
It feels like this episode of Entourage is also 4 hours long.
Well, not when you watch it.
Oh, good. Okay. Just what I'm hearing about it.
It cooks. Oh. The way I'm explaining it maybe is taking a little longer than it should because I forgot I had to back up. And of course, it's not all one episode. Sundance is its entirely own episode.
Yeah.
Versus later when Turtle has the idea that this song should be over the closing credits of Queens Boulevard, which Billy Walsh, notorious control freak, but he agrees. They've got $10,000 left in the music budget, and once he hears it, he can picture it. So they say to Saigon, hey, look, we can get you $10,000 to get this song placed. He goes, okay, I'll let you be my manager. Now Turtle is Saigon's manager.
Wow, big plot point.
Whoa, yeah. Okay. And from all a stolen car that the CD was in the glove compartment, which they thought they were stealing someone else's car, a music guy who has the same Maserati.
Mm.
Anyway, all this is to say, that's who Saigon is. They then don't deal with him for 3 or 4 more episodes.
Uh-huh.
He and I were with Timothy Galway, and we were playing tennis, practicing the inner game of tennis.
Okay.
You seem upset that the story is even still going.
No, I'm not so much upset, but just very surprised that there's so much of this story to tell.
But if you recall, I said it was me and Saigon, and then you kind of made a face like, who? And so, of course, I have to give you context. That's part of storytelling.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just turn my face in this direction. In the
opposite that I
direction,
can't see.
So that you can't see what is and isn't making sense. So you're just not tempted to go into.
Because when I brought up Timothy Galway, you know him, the author of The Inner Game of Tennis.
Of course. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Well, because he had started out successful young club player, reached a very high ranking as a youth and then engaged in collegiate play. Ultimately, he was
what happened enrolled in the military at the end of if we could just fast forward to the last part of his career.
Well, he ends up hanging out with me in Saigon.
Oh, cool.
And we're just running drills. And I don't remember what happened after that.
That's too bad.
I just don't. But it'll come to me and we'll revisit it.
Great. I That would be great.
So you are every day doing a show. Talk about that.
We are called The Daily Show.
The Daily Show.
But we don't actually do a show every day. We do a show Monday through Thursday.
And you do two on Thursday? And one airs on Friday?
No, nothing airs on Friday. Hmm. We're just Monday
something
through.
Airs on Friday.
Right, but not our show.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, our show
doesn't. You said nothing.
Yes. Well, okay. Something does definitely air. It's just not our show that airs.
To air is human.
Isn't it?
To forgive is divine.
That's what they say. When
you think about that when next time you don't like my story. So your name is Desi Leidick.
Yeah, yes.
We have a guest. Engineer Jordan, talk a little bit about us having a nice guest.
She's very nice.
Mm-hmm. And
that's all I have right now.
Okay. And you're maybe making her uncomfortable though.
I'm sorry.
So
I just now got uncomfortable.
Yep.
Just now.
And prior, you had been enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'll just leave.
Well, don't, because we need the levels just so.
Mm.
I'm afraid Desi's going to spike. I think she's going to peak.
I do like to pop my peas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But don't I know it? And Jordan can help with that. She has a BA in vocal performance. Ask her about it.
Tell me about your BA in vocal performance.
I have a BA in vocal performance. I studied opera in college. I was in a punk band, all that jazz. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You say that like that's like as one does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that is just the standard class. That's super impressive.
Thank you.
Thanks. How did you end up working here?
That's a great question. No. I continued my education. I got my certification in audio engineering. So, because I wanted to record my own album. And then I got here. I have no idea how. So.
Amen.
It's impressive.
Everybody, you got to pay the bills.
You got to pay the bills.
So we have seen Hayes and I. Hayes is not here, but he will be soon in a manner of speaking. We have seen your show, and we thought, I could do that.
Right.
Hey, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because it's essentially pictures, jokes,
mm-hmm.
and people going off somewhere and doing something.
Yeah.
So, and
a few other elements.
And guests,
yeah.
Right?
And guests.
Which, uh-huh. So I've got a guest. Check.
Great.
The pictures, I can create them in the listener's mind. That's the beauty of the audio format.
Uh-huh.
So we're actually saving money.
Yeah, it requires a little more imagination on the part of the listener, but sure.
Isn't
yeah.
that beautiful, though, mm-hmm. to foster that in our young people? We have a very young audience.
Mm. How young?
Babies.
Babies listen to this
the
podcast?
Average age of our listeners is 6 to 10 months.
So your that son's is... not listening?
My son is not allowed to listen yet.
How old is your
He's
son?
He's 9 weeks.
Oh.
He's almost 9 and a half weeks. Okay. Remember that movie?
Do
I? Too early to show him that.
Where do you think I learned to pop my pee?
Okay. All right. Your trouble. So.
It's a great movie.
They're all good, aren't they? Movies are just great. Like, it's so fun to watch them.
Movies. Do you like movies, too?
I'm loving movies.
Yeah,
come on.
I love movies,
Addicted
too.
To the stuff. And this is coming from someone on TV. Even she loves movies.
Even I love movies. Yeah.
So we're creating the imagination of these babies that listen to the show.
Right.
Which, if you want to at any point, jingle your keys or do anything else that a baby might like. The listeners do appreciate that.
Applause break, if they could applaud.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they'll make their parents mm-hmm. pause it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are thinking, why don't we do The Daily Show?
Mm.
And we'll just do it once a week because that's what we have time for.
Right.
And let me just start off. I'll just kick us in. Hey, welcome to the Tuesday show. I'm Sean.
The Tuesday show.
I'm here with my guest, Desi. The president had lunch this week. What's on the menu? His freaking foot. That's what he ordered. Yeah, I'll put that in my mouth. Yeah, from his shoe. So we've kind of done the initial part of the show. Now it's time
for... You put a lot of thought into this.
Look, nothing happens by accident on this show. Whether it be the entire backstory of Saigon leaving a CD in the Maserati for Turtle and Drama to go hunting all around Crenshaw, etc. to find this man.
Right.
Or whether it be Timothy Galway enrolling in the military, realizing how broken our education system is after he gets to Exeter and starts to see that even the brightest students sometimes struggle with self-doubt because the methods of motivation are so flawed in our society. All these things are intentional.
Right.
Hayes is on somewhere else on the phone, and he is going to be doing something I think you do. Is going off and doing field piece.
Field pieces.
Desi!
Hey.
Where's Lucy?
Why, yeah, how about we welcome Desi home for once instead of her just always telling Lucy that she's home?
I like this. This is
Desi, hello, welcome home.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Welcome
Desi,
home,
you
Desi.
Just quickly, before we get into this, I'm so sorry. Can you just catch me up on what has happened in the episode so far?
Well, a lot of storytelling.
Okay.
A lot of...
That's our profession, isn't it? We're storytellers.
It is. But not so much a story with a start and a finish and a middle part. It just sort of...
Told largely in flashback.
Right. A lot of flashback.
Non-traditional time structure, a little bit like what Pulp Fiction was playing
kind
with.
Of like tangents.
Okay.
Like a tangent, just one tangent after the next.
Like, yeah, non-traditional, non-linear.
That's all?
You could call it that.
It's like gummo. Just sort of an art piece, you know?
You didn't miss
it's
a lot.
It's like a mood. It's a vibe. My stories are big moods, aren't they, Desi?
Really, it's quite the mood. Many moods, sometimes. Confusion.
Designers.
Frustration.
You have $400. Let's go to mood.
What if you came out, what if you published a kid's book? Desi, do not do this. This is for just for me and Sean. What if you published a kid's book called Goodnight Mood? Would that be, that would... That would do well. You have to admit.
There's some fun wordplay to that. How would the story be different from Goodnight Moon?
Probably be the non-linear structure. It would probably be dipping around a little bit. I guess it would be, rather than telling the mood goodnight the way you did the moon, you'd be telling the kid, here's some stuff to do to put yourself in that good night mood.
And it's, instead of good night bowl of mush, you would probably say good night bowl of kush.
And Desi,
I mean, we're making money. We are making money.
We're printing money right now. Desi, please don't blow by that.
No, it's great. I think this is a great idea. I think it would do very well in Urban Outfitters.
Ah, is that still a store?
I think so.
Thank goodness. Where else am I going to get a unique clock?
That happened.
We told a story, and I actually did some Daily Show.
And you did the beginning?
I did the beginning, yes.
Okay. Can I do mine? I thought we would both get it. I thought I would at least get a chance to do the beginning.
Is yours also called the Tuesday Show?
Well, the president had lunch today.
He must have been very
hungry.
What's
on the menu? Freaking hamburgers.
Now, I just have a quick question. Is this how the show would open up every week? Talking about what the president had for lunch that day?
We don't have time to do it every week.
So it's less topical. It's more evergreen. It's a more evergreen show.
We're trying to hopefully have stuff that has a long shelf life because we don't know when that stuff is coming out.
So it's not really like The Daily Show at all.
Well,
did you just hear what we did?
Doesn't that feel a little bit like The Daily Show?
Well, you did mention the president.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that like part. It. It's uncomfortably close. It must be the horror of recognition for you in a way.
I think it's the uncomfortable part that feels right to me.
Joe Biden ordered room service today. God. Yeah. Hello, front desk. Can you bring my foot? Yeah, just put it right in my mouth. Yeah, Joe Biden's room.
I so, see what's happening. Okay, so it's the same.
We can do any.
It's the same sort of foot and mouth joke.
A lot take. Of these public figures. I'm sorry, Desi. I know you're friends with some of these guys. They can't seem to keep it out of there.
So essentially, every week it's a foot in the mouth situation, just with a different public figure.
They keep teeing me up. You know, I'm going to keep knocking it off the tee. I'll keep swinging. Say. Yes, of course. So, Hayes, are you ready for your field piece?
Yes, I am. Hayes reporting from outside.
Oh, good. That's so you're doing a field piece. Are you're doing it right now?
I am doing it right now. I have traveled as far basically as I can go.
Hmm.
Is that good?
How far did you go?
Did you ever do that?
Did I ever travel as far as I could go?
Basically as far as you can go. How do you get to the field
the
piece?
The stuff.
How do I, like, physically, how do I transport myself?
Yeah, how do you get there?
Great question. We fly.
Oh, wow.
Or we take the train.
So bad for the environment.
Yeah. I mean, it's not private jet life, but, you know, JetBlue.
So you may not know this, but the train and the plane are very harmful for the world.
Yes.
Which I
first of all,
if I could interrupt for a second, Hayes, I may be alone on this. I actually like the world.
So I have been thinking lately that I actually want the world to be alive.
These are feelings that many of us have. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the way that I like to treat it is nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't know if you've heard this, people are being hit by the train.
That is something we've had to do a lot of work with. We are in touch with big government agencies, big wheels, and we basically try to help people know the train is pretty tough.
Most of our ads now, Desi, and this is real, are about trying to get people not to be hit by trains. Mm. Do we have that today, for example?
That I don't know. Jordan, do you know? It's a group called NHTSA or something, Highway Traffic Safety Awareness or something. But anyway,
initial setup.
They buy the they buy the ads, and then we have to explain to people not to go in front of the train.
Oh, well.
And get smashed to death.
It is really admirable that you guys are talking about this.
Yeah.
And someone needs to.
Yeah, two people.
The Daily Show certainly isn't. So it's.
I noticed as I was watching some of it that you're essentially pretending it doesn't even exist, the train issue.
Train.
You've turned a blind eye to all the train. I mean, I guess they're not paying customers, people who get hit by trains.
Right.
Well, and really, it's about the bottom line for you guys.
You bring
Except
up a
they
great
are sometimes
point.
Like spraying coins everywhere.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sometimes they explode in a big pile of coins.
So is this would be the subject matter of your field piece?
Well,
no,
good question.
How I
forgot
got
how
here.
We got here. Oh, that's how you got physically where you are.
Yeah,
you took
well,
the
not
train.
The train. What I do is, so I famously am the Scooty Cutie. I do He's scoot around town.
Scooter
on,
man.
Is that
on
what
one
people
of my scooters.
Call you?
The Scooty Cutie is his name, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the Lemurita.
Who gave you guys those nicknames?
The community.
Of?
The guy from the we call him the community. It's the guy from the show Community. We did his show.
Yeah.
Joel McHale?
No, not that guy.
Donald Glover.
No, he's been on our show though.
Mm.
That feel good? here you are in the same chair, effectively.
I feel kind of sorry for
him. For Donald? Feel sorry for him?
Did he know?
He's doing very well.
He's doing great.
I think, well, yes, despite him coming to this.
Despite this or because of, well, we don't know.
It mostly happened after this.
Yeah, primarily it was later.
So you the two of you are responsible for his career really taking off.
We certainly didn't hurt.
Yeah, we didn't do anything to slow his trajectory.
I'm feeling much better about this today. Yeah.
The lessons learned in this studio carried Donald to wonderful heights.
Yeah.
And so I'm scooting around, and then I run out of batteries very fast.
Your scooter has batteries.
Yeah, most of them do. Pretty much all of them do.
Oh, okay.
And because my backpack is so heavy.
What is she picturing, like, scooter-wise? Like, what?
I was ready to just blow by it. I just want you to know.
Well, Desi, that's for you then. Hayes was going to be nice. I got to know. A battery-free scooter?
Something that it takes a little bit of effort, like just the push-off, it's got to be motorized, okay. Huh? Okay.
I don't know. You know what? Maybe Hayes' first instinct was right. Let's not deal with it at all.
We're just going to blow past it. Yeah,
that was my thinking.
So Hayes' backpack was heavy.
My backpack is heavy. It drains the battery really fast. And then, so I get on the bus, and then I basically get off when they tell me to. As when it's over. When the bus is over.
When the bus is done, you just have to go. You can't live on the bus.
So you
and that's basically as far away as there is to go.
How much further is he going to go? His backpack's heavy as hell.
So you get on a scooter and go to the bus station and get on a bus. And then you just stay on the bus until someone kicks you off. Until the bus is over.
Yeah.
Okay. Where...
The bus, is still going to, it's not, no one's killing the bus.
Right.
Oh, no.
It's going to go tomorrow.
Sometimes, you might want to.
Yeah.
It can be frustrating. It can be very loud.
The bus?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't know about a loud bus? I guess up on our plane, they don't have any loud buses, huh, Hayes?
I wouldn't know because I actually am friends with the earth.
Yeah. Did you listen to the Lil Dicky song where he's like the earth? Remember that video? Everyone is in it.
No.
Ari.
Oh, wow.
Justin.
He admitted it.
Leo. Wow. What does the Daily Show talk about?
I mean,
seemed like you didn't know what the president had for lunch. You didn't know that people are getting hit by trains.
I did not.
You haven't seen the Earth song.
These are not things that we are talking about, which is, it makes me very happy that the two of you are talking about it. This is good. You're really finding a space that hasn't been filled yet.
Mm-hmm. Many hands make light work. So you guys cover whatever you're doing, and then we'll cover all the real ish.
Chop wood, carry water.
Mm-hmm. Chop wood, carry water, Desi.
So, where are you, though? You're as far as you can go? Where's that?
I'm basically as far away as I can go. And what I can tell you what I'm seeing is moss.
Mm-hmm. So, how would you handle that? Like, is there a funny thing to do talking to the moss?
Some of this moss is being a little bit hypocritical, and I'm hoping to expose that.
Mm-hmm.
With my field piece. Now, so how do you get these guys?
How do you stick them?
Well, can you tell me specifically what the moss is doing?
The moss is, some of it has been eaten by me.
are you shining a light on a particular issue?
Tasty moss.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a good opportunity to love the earth, like Lil Dicky said.
Mm.
So this is a piece about the environment.
It sure could be. Yeah, sounds like you guys are doing a lot of that. So it would be good to fill the void in that respect. But I just want to what's one that you did that maybe we can do a version of?
Yeah, what's your best one?
You want me to tell you my best field piece best that I did one. So you guys can do the exact same thing?
And it's not going to be the exact same. First of all, it's Hayes. Secondly, he told you he took the bus to get there. So that's different.
Right.
So it's feeling pretty different.
You know what we like to do a lot are man on the street pieces. We like to go to like Trump rallies or places.
Jaywalking.
Yeah, no, that's a totally different show.
Doesn't sound like it.
Also man on the street, but a little different. Mm-hmm. A little different. So we like to talk to people. I think maybe you're first.
I gotta say, because I appreciate you trying to help, but okay. Obviously we've talked about traffic safety a lot on this show. Just the phrasing of man on the street feels dangerous to me. It feels like there's some messaging that could use a little massaging.
Oh, okay. Is this like a gender equality thing? Like it could like woman on the street might be a...
I guess that too, but I just don't know if they should be on the street.
Mm-hmm. That's
wouldn't we prefer they be on the sidewalk or at least in the crosswalk?
I see.
If they're on the street, that's very dangerous. And while it's better than being on the train tracks, as far as I'm concerned, it's still not necessarily safe.
Well,
man on the street, your man on the street piece will pretty soon become a man all over the street piece.
Mm. It'll be man on the hood of a car and then under the tires of this other car.
It's really more of just the term that we use. It's not quite so literal. We often are on a sidewalk or in a safe area.
And can terms be harmful that we use? Can using the
terms language hurt matter? People? The way we speak,
I suppose it does.
Is there such thing as a bad word to use?
What?
Wow!
It just sounds like Jesse saying that. Powerful
question.
There are many bad words to use.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I can think of four.
But I don't feel that man on the street really falls into that That's category. Them. No. Are you gonna have to bleep it?
Those are the four words.
That's it. Yeah.
Those
At
are
least
four
in that
of the
order.
Seven words that Carlin said.
Okay, so we're not open to the idea of doing man on the street.
One of them was butthole.
Yeah.
I disagree with you there. I think butthole is an underused phrase. Phrase, word.
We're calling it a word and we're saying that it's one of the seven dirty words. There was man on the street, butthole, and then two more that we probably shouldn't say.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah. But one of them was pee-pee. And so, and we're not going to say the last one.
Your very young listeners are going to love this.
It's true.
This is the part.
It's really aimed squarely at their interests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so man on the street is out of the question.
We should call it something else.
Okay.
Sidewalk interview friend. That's so hard.
That certainly has a ring to it.
Yeah.
But I would say that they're not all our friends. Because if we're just talking
to
our
friends. But you're their friend.
No.
You're not being friendly?
Well, I'm not being unfriendly.
Hayes, how do you want to do this? Do you want to be nasty and mean?
I mean, if that's the only option, I would prefer to be someone's friend.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So you would want to do man on sidewalk friend?
Man beside the street friend.
Man beside the street friend. And speak to your friends only.
Are any of your buddies around, Hayes? Are you
be a lot
anybody?
Easier to to chop it up?
Do you have some some hard hitting questions on hand that you'd want
to? Dude, if it's me talking to my friends, you're gonna get a ton of good footage because when we're just busting off, like me and my boys, like we say some of the funniest, wildest shit.
Really?
It's like so wrong, so out there, but like my friends are like the funniest, and I'm probably at my best with them. Like when me and Hayes are freaking busting beans, just chopping it up. Like that's some of the funniest shit, dude. That should be on TV.
And so if the alternative is me going up to like a guy I've never even seen before in my life and being like, what's up? Are you like, do you like Trump or something? I don't see that being funnier.
Not funny. Than not interesting.
Me chopping it up, busted beans.
What kinds of chopping it up and busting beans do you guys like to do? Like, what's like the funniest thing that's happened with you guys just sitting around busting beans?
Listen to the show. Listen to the show. Listen to the rest of the episodes.
You sit around.
That's basically we've done freaking 200
when
of these
you
things.
Hang out.
Chopping it up, busting beans on mic. Yeah, there's a reason that we're one of the premier struggling podcasts. That didn't happen by accident. But you want him to beat up a guy who likes Trump or something?
You asked if I brought like some hard hitting questions.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my backpack is full of extra fits.
Extra what?
Fits.
He's slaying Luke's. Don't mind his drip. Please don't mind his drip.
I don't. Does he, you guys, I don't know what that means.
Don't mind my drip.
What?
The drip is real. Do not mind his drip. When he is in his fits.
Mm-hmm. Outfits?
Hell yeah.
I'm not as young as your audience member, so I don't know this slang.
Okay, fits. Yeah. Fit, yeah. Fit is like an outfit.
Got
so
it.
Hayes
okay.
has a lot of dope fits, and mm-hmm. when he puts it on, he will say, don't mind my drip.
Please, I'm begging you. Don't buy my drip. Mm-hmm.
In a nice way, he is asking you to not mind his drip.
Got it. I will not mind it. I will not
so,
mind
yes,
it.
So, yes, no, there was not room for any questions in there.
Okay. Do you...
okay. You do you have any hard-hitting questions?
Well, I at this point, I don't know what the piece is about.
Uh-huh.
I think if I knew specifically if there was a particular issue we were trying to dive into,
so
or like
what
a really specific comedic
yeah.
take on
I would
it.
Love to sort of explore the issue of getting home.
Yeah. Especially based on the bus isn't running anymore, right?
Okay.
The bus is over,
it's
yes.
It's over. Okay, so the bus is over, and this could be a really fun adventure piece, but it doesn't feel to me at all like a Daily Show piece. So maybe what you guys are wanting to do is
Tuesday show,
the Tuesday show, which mm-hmm. has really nothing to do with politics or satire.
I'm sorry, nothing to do with politics. Meanwhile, we took down Trump, Biden, Trump again. The environment for me is a very political issue. Mm-hmm. Politicians are making a lot of the decisions about that stuff.
Great.
Whether we eat moss, how much planes we go on.
How much planes we go on.
Yeah. Which for you is a lot, not just saying.
Are you trying to present? Okay, here. I'm going to work with your moss. I'm going to work with your moss idea. You're trying to preserve the moss, right?
That's a little late for that.
Well, no.
Hayes ate most of it.
What?
So while we were talking, you may have noticed I was just quiet for a second. I did kind of finish it off.
So, like in this, if your goal is to preserve the environment and maybe
and I ate one of my fits.
Are you a goat? How hungry are you?
Hell yeah, Hayes is the goat.
Not very hungry now.
Yeah, he's the goat field piece reporter. Don't forget
it. I feel like Hayes. I feel like you would be the contrarian in this interview. Like you're not just conducting. You're not just the correspondent. You're also the the contrarian.
He's the comedic engine.
You're really playing multiple roles in this, which is impressive. Can you do like and different character voices?
Camera. I have to do the camera as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's challenging.
And he's holding not a phone. Hmm.
What's a question that you asked somebody one time?
Yeah, to name a question.
Name a question.
If you even remember.
Name a question?
Yeah, if you even remember.
You asked somebody one time.
I can think of one. Who's Saigon? And I remember I gave a pretty good answer and you were still pissed. So maybe think of one that ended a little better.
Okay. I did a piece, a special on gender equality. And I went to Iceland and I spoke to this woman, Halla Thomas' daughter. And I was at...
What?
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. And
Halla Thomas' daughter.
Yeah. Halla Thomas' daughter.
Because in Iceland, their last name is their dad's name, daughter. And then it says daughter, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I went to school with A.B. Oscar's daughter.
Is that a real person you went to school with?
Yeah. So go ahead.
Okay.
Now I'm up to speed.
Great. So I asked Halla Thomas' daughter if the policies that they were using in Iceland could work in America.
What?
Yeah.
And Halla said something insane, I guess.
She said, well, is what you're working... Wait, I got this right.
Okay. Hold on. Hayes, I wish you could see Desi right now. Finally.
What's
her
happening?
Steely facade has crumbled. Your mask
she
is
said,
slipping.
Hold on. I got this. She said, is what you're doing right now working?
Oh.
Boom. Mic drop. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Boom.
And this is on every day?
That's what I thought as well, Hayes. But to hear Desi explain it, it's four days a week, and then the TV just leaves your house. You can't have it anymore on Friday. That's what she said.
So what? There's a question for you.
So wait, you asked us if we had hard-hitting questions. Kind of judgy about the fact that we, in fact, did not. Then we were like, well, what's a question you asked? And then the story is that somebody asked you a better question.
You're kind of right. Yeah. You're kind of right about that. Oof.
Help my friend Hayes get home.
I love that you don't want to know.
I don't want to know what?
You don't want to know. You don't want to know context. You don't want to know what the piece is about. You just want a question. You just want a question in any field piece. I gave you one.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. But you gave me the context too, right? Which is that you flew to Iceland, killed the Earth. To ask somebody a question, you could have got him over the phone like I'm doing with Hayes.
Probably could have.
So, I don't know.
Hayes, where are you?
That's what I want to know. Do you see any scooters around, Hayes?
Okay, let me turn around. Okay. I thought there was a waterfall, but I think that's... Is that maybe on your end?
Yeah.
Okay, please don't confuse... This is bad enough as it is.
Oh my god. What do you see?
I'm turning around. All right. Okay, I didn't realize this. There's a lot of cars.
Okay.
Going in a circle.
Mm. Desi, what's that sound like to you?
It sounds to me like you're a man on the street right now.
Are they normal sized cars?
Are you man on the streeting?
These aren't slot cars, are they, Hayes?
Are they normal sized cars? It depends. It's hard for me to judge my distance from them.
Okay. Because if you're in a hobby shop, they might be slot cars.
Okay. I could. It is possible that I'm in a hobby shop. I think I may have eaten all the moss from a model train, a very realistic, well-executed model train environment.
That would explain the cars going in a circle exclusively. Because, yeah. This makes sense. What did you take the bus that goes to the hobby shop?
Yes, I took the bus when you it says on the little LED screen as the bus is approaching, it says hobby shop.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Well, Desi.
what's a good way to like expose a hypocritical at a hobby shop.
Expose a hypocritical at a hobby shop?
Yeah, isn't that the whole just thing? Like,
just dismantle their logic.
Absolutely destroy them.
Is there a reason you want to dismantle it?
Because it's the
shit. Yeah. Attention.
I mean, if you can't come up with something, Desi, I have the beginning of a prompt, and maybe you can take it from there.
Great. Let's start with that.
Well, if this guy's working at a hobby shop, it's like he's saying it's a hobby, but it's actually his job. What a hypocrite, right?
Not really. I feel like that's...
Hayes?
Okay, sounds pretty hypocritical to me. I'm wondering who I say that to.
Desi?
But I think there's a misunderstanding in that we are just willy-nilly like ripping into people.
Mm.
But it doesn't feel like the hobby shop or the guy at the hobby shop is really deserving.
There's no guy here right now. There's a very small conductor.
Okay. Desi?
Like a figurine?
Who I could go to town on.
Take it away, Des. Get his ass.
Have either of you watched The Daily Show?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Moment of Zen?
Five questions?
The guy's head explode?
No, that's...
Yeah, come on.
Have you watched it?
Was there a favorite... era of The Daily Show?
Wiltfong.
I don't.
Bob Wiltfong.
A. Whitney Brown.
I feel like you're just naming names.
Beth Littleford.
Are you looking at the IMDb page right now?
Me? Maraca.
Maraca's a little late. That's a little late period for me.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of after it fell off.
That
a
was
cliff.
The beginning of the end for me.
Okay.
So Hayes, do you feel like you got what you need for the field piece?
I mean, I got I'm out of tape.
Yeah, a ton of footage. Yeah.
So, but I do think it'll cut together.
Mm.
Yeah, we're gonna be able to.
Did you get both sides of the interview or just one?
I was kind of circling like
Hayes has, because so many of our listeners are babies, Hayes has this like children's mobile that he can put the camera on
and
it kind of spins around the conversation like the entire time.
That opening shot in That 70s Show.
One?
Kirby visuals.
F Troop.
The opening credits of That 70s Show, were they
spin around the circle?
Which 70s show?
Oh, my God.
The
show group. Called The 70s.
Gunsmoke? There's a lot of 70s shows.
No, I'm talking.
All in the Family?
No, Ashton Kutcher. Wilmer Valderrama. That 70s show. the one that's called
okay,
that 70s
the
show.
Ranch.
No, it's a totally different show.
I guess the dad on the ranch is in his 70s. So
problematic show.
It's not without its issues. Well, you can't make a show these days. I mean, isn't that what you're finding?
Not really.
That's been my experience out of here.
Well,
yeah. You just can't even friggin' do it.
You could.
Daddy, what are you here for? Why?
Yeah, do you have anything to promote?
Here?
Like, what is this?
Yeah, what are we doing?
You guys haven't. You have neglected to ask me about anything I'm working on.
We asked you for questions like 20 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe the question should have been, you could ask somebody what they're promoting.
Are you
asking? That seems like something you do on a show.
Are you asking me?
Jesus.
What's this game? John and I do not play games, and that's one thing you have to know.
We are so real. We are sick of the games, mm-hmm. and we keep
We're
it
straight
so
up.
Real. We are straight up with you. We do not play games.
Got it.
So if you want the games, go somewhere else. You know, go to Comedy Bang Bang or one of the shows people listen to.
I don't need the games.
Here we're straight up.
Right.
Okay. If you don't need the games, then just stop playing games and just tell me what you want to promote.
Well, I just shot a special.
Hey, what's so special about it?
It's called Desi Leidic Abroad, and it's for Comedy Central.
So, is it two words?
Great question. It is one word.
Okay. I think that's better.
I knew it was one word.
I did too. No, it was for Jordan.
What?
I was clarifying for Jordan's sake.
Is that why you've been doing this whole show?
Yes. Oh my God. This is an educational show aimed at one person.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
It's
for
on
clarifying.
Every day.
It's on all the time.
It's not. No, it's not on all the time. It's a special. So it's only it's
that's what's special about it. Only see it once.
You only see it once.
Okay.
But you can.
It's like a shooting star.
Well,
it's like a snapshot.
It's like a snapshot.
You can see it multiple times. It's on the Comedy Central
Me?
App. You could.
The Comedy Central
app. Wanted to watch it. Hmm?
Can I ask this?
Please.
Is it on my snapshot?
Can I watch it with the snapshot filters on? And make me look like an alien or something?
No, no.
I'm seeing and I'm making my everyone alien face watch it.
And I'm making everyone girls or boys?
No, that's not... I don't believe it's available
could be
that
funny.
Way.
Could be funny, yeah.
It's a
that
great
would be special.
Idea.
Yeah.
I could talk to Comedy Central about it.
On the Comedy Central app. And that app, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like watching the network, but... on an app.
Yeah. And with more surprises in terms of when the commercial shows up.
Right.
Is it going to load? What's going to happen? Uh-huh. Is it going to send me back to the beginning of something?
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
There's more mystery, I think, involved in the app. It's mm-hmm. a little more daring to watch it there.
It's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there platform games on there?
Platform games?
Platform games?
Yeah. Can I, like, pin the hat on Cartman or something?
No.
Okay.
No.
Doesn't take very long to just do one of those.
So,
and
Desi,
you can take a class now.
A little bit of homework for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has been so great.
Mm-hmm.
Could you get some platform games onto the Comedy Central app? Whoever you want to talk to over there.
Yeah.
Can't. Rachel, Ian, whoever you want to call up,
mm-hmm.
and whether it's Jonas, anyone you want to talk to.
I feel
to
like
there.
You're just name dropping right now.
Whoever is in charge of platform games, that's who you're going to need to speak with.
Okay.
Michelle Gayless probably still has a poll over there.
So Desi, Desi looks sick.
I'm so happy I live working in New York right now.
Working too hard.
This is a typical LA experience, you think?
this is everything.
This is the difference between LA and New York.
This
really makes me feel mm-hmm. like I live in LA again.
Sorry, I didn't realize we were supposed to only use New York specific. So talk to Brittany.
Oh good. You know there are people in the New York office as well.
Hey man, what are we doing, right? We have to go. Hayes has to go.
I have to go.
Well, this has been really fun, you guys. Thanks for
all the It was so fun for us. Is there anything else you want us to do? Or
I think at this point, let's just let it go.
Do you have any homework for us? I mean, that's reciprocal.
I think you have your hands full right now.
I agree. Yeah, I was going to say, no, I can't. Whatever you told me to do.
Yeah.
Just right. Time-wise.
I don't have time.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate all of the very well-prepared, hard-hitting Bye. Questions. Okay. Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.